at your conference table or your tailgate spot. We bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready. Top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Randy, how are you, man?
Great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's the
doing
milk?
Pretty good. The milk is going to make it. The milk survived the journey. Yes, it did.
I gotta tell this story. So yeah, we had a set time for the interview, and I called and you didn't answer, and then you called me back and you said you were just at the store, you wanted to make sure your milk didn't go bad. I can imagine years ago when you called Charlie Sheen's house and he didn't answer, there was a national manhunt.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's a 1,000,000% chance back then.
Right.
It had nothing to do with
milk.
With milk. Yeah. At least not the type they sell in a supermarket.
Right.
Good gosh, man. Good gosh. And yet here we are. You know, it's a trip, Randy. I was looking at, like, I saw the email chain, and it's like 2019 was.
Yes.
Was that really our last correspondence?
You know, I did the same thing, and I couldn't believe it was 2019, the last time we had you on the show. And
was it something I said?
I think like the rest of the world, it was just Charlie Sheen is everywhere, and then Charlie Sheen could not be found for a while.
Interesting. Wow.
And you said something. Well, first of all, you get the 2-part documentary out, AKA Charlie, on Netflix, which I've seen, part one and part two.
Appreciate it. Oh, right on. Right on.
And then the Book of Sheen, your memoir,
yes.
Which is out. And I loved the Instagram where you go in and into a bookstore and buy your own book. That was great.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. Because I told Betsy Berg is she's mentioned in my book, and mentioned fondly, because she's the reason that I got my sample packet into the hands of my publisher. So Betsy's been with me on this whole journey with the book, and it's amazing. I said to her, I said, hey, just film this because, you know, and I don't, you know, I think you've noticed, I don't film a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Take pictures of my food. I don't freaking like talk to the camera on aisle 7 at pavilions. Right.
Right.
Because nobody cares. Right. And so, but I said, film this because, it could turn into something. And otherwise let's just document that this is a real moment for me. I didn't even plan on on publicizing it, right? Or disseminating it.
That was great.
And then when I walk up, and first of all, I'm waiting because the guy won't stop talking to the lady in front of me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I finally get up there and I say, hey there, I'm here to buy my own book. And like no response, like nothing.
Right,
I was expecting some confetti, maybe those horns that go off.
Basketball cannon. Games. Right, sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
nothing. Smoke.
Right. So I'm already kind of like, all right, let's try a different tact. And I said, I'd like to believe that this will wind up on your list, right? And then just hoping he would sort of get with the program.
Something.
Like in the middle of it, anything.
Right.
Anything. Check that man for a pulse, right? And so.
The guy had a complete charisma bypass.
He did. Yeah, he was a charisma donor. And he'd just come from the clinic that day. And they drained all of it, right?
And he's looking at you,
drop.
And he says, well, yeah, I'll put it on my list.
And then he started talking about his list. I don't know if we left any of that into the post. He went into a diatribe, a monologue, a soliloquy about this book he was reading about ancient tribalism and all this crazy stuff. And I was like, I was just nodding through it. And downloading none of it.
There's no tiger blood in that man.
There was none. But I did, that's why I came up with that caption, of turns out the New York Times isn't the only list I'm hoping to wind up on, you know?
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings. To learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stock up on storage solutions to fit your needs, like the Husky heavy-duty shelving with weight capacity up to 2,500 pounds per shelf, so it can handle all of your garage organization needs, your power tools, or your weightlifting set, if that's what you're into. Because the right storage system for you should fit what you need it to. Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
We're talking to Charlie Sheen here on the National Defense. And the thing I came away with from your documentary, first of all, credit on just being super candid and super open to all of that.
Thank you.
It really made me want to come clean about my life. I mean, except, you know, the sheep deal. But
right. Yeah, I mean, some stuff.
You know, you got
some stuff we got to keep kind of tucked away. Yeah,
But you and your dad played basketball with Michael Jordan.
We did, and it's a story that can't be fabricated because it's all on video.
Yeah,
in front of a gymnasium of screaming high schoolers.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. And just, I think over time, sort of the legend of that thing has grown, you know? And people would, you know, I'd talk about it like out in the world or a dinner party or something, like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, you can look it up. And then,
and you beat him.
Well, yes and no.
Well,
I mean, we did. We did, and it was fair and square inside of the rules structure of that day.
Right.
And so, yeah, like the free throws, he had to close his eyes, right? But he still shot. What did he shoot? He shot 11 or?
Double digits. Yeah.
Yes. And the game of horse, he destroyed us because he did things that Dad and I had never seen before.
How old is your dad right now?
He turned 85 in August.
Man, the Sheen genes are strong. I interviewed him a couple of years ago.
And, oh, right on.
And it was
right
so on. It was so funny. In the middle of the interview, he starts freaking out, and he goes, "What's your mom? Janet? Hey, there's a cougar out there. There's a coop.
Oh, in the backyard. That's hilarious.
Yeah, and
that's hilarious.
And,
yeah,
and he thinks he's going to get the little dog. And he's
right.
He's,
yeah, he's, my sister's little dog, Wynn. Yeah.
And he's telling, hang on. Hey, Janet, I'm gonna get him. And he comes back after a while, and he goes, "I'm so sorry." I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "That's the best thing that's ever happened in an interview." I said, "That was just
that'll make that." Fantastic. That'll make for some good radio.
Oh.
That'll make for good radio,
that
for sure.
So good. That was so good.
I'm not a real outdoors type. Are cougars and bobcats like in the same kind of phyla or genus or category?
It could have been. Yeah, it might have been a mountain lion.
It was not a mountain lion.
It might have been a mountain lion.
For a fact,
could have been.
I don't think it was a mountain lion. I think it was a bobcat.
The other
what's
thing,
what's the smallest of that whole group?
Kitten.
Right. Okay.
That's
just
the smallest.
step up from kitten.
I think it's a bobcat. I think
bobcat.
Yeah, we've got
bobcats
where we live. Yeah. Yep.
He has a there is a family of ducks that have taken up residence permanently, like built a village, like in my parents' pool. They have a nice rock structure and a waterfall, and so Dad wants to be in service of the ducks, right, and protect them. So he felt like the bobcat was coming for the duck eggs.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dad's not a gun guy. I think that's, he's made that very clear.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yes,
he keeps a basket of, tennis balls and golf balls like right next to the door. So when any of these predators come roaming through his backyard, he just wings golf and tennis balls at them.
When the last time we talked was 2019, you were probably what, 2 years into your sobriety then? Pretty close.
Geez, it depends if it was late 2019, because I put down the bottle late 2017. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I stayed the course, Randy. Well, I stayed the course, man. How about that?
I knew that you were staying the course, but man, when I watched a documentary, I'm thinking Charlie Sheen has done enough drugs for all of us. For all of us.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Yes.
I mean, that's such a credit to you to be on your path now, man. I'm so excited
Thank
for you. And it's got to be,
you.
It's got to be so, golly, I mean, just eye opening and like the world is brand new to you.
Well, it is and it isn't. The brand new stuff will come in flashes, right? And that's
right.
Great. Those are the moments that you can't plan. And I always, yeah, I can't say I look forward to them if you can't plan them, but those are the ones that really kind of keep me, jazzed about the choices I've made and stuck to, you know, but the stuff that is like, I've had stints or patches or decent runs of, you know, booze free, dope free.
Sure.
Life over the years, and I was actually adding it up. I don't know if I said this on a podcast or, but it's right around 27 years of my 60 that I haven't had, that I wasn't a drinker, that I wasn't doing any drugs. So it's like, if you think about it that way,
yeah,
that's almost 50%. That's
I was going to say that's half your life.
48.5.
Yeah.
I'm not near a calculator, and others that are just proved me to be a math moron, and that's fine. That's fine. I make no claims.
Yeah,
I make no claims otherwise, you know.
And did you really get cut off by the Mexican cartel for trying to buy too much coke?
I did. In fact, that story is in the book, in a way that, that's the thing about the doc and the book is the stories that, that just needed more
explanation.
Explanation and just more detail. Those continue in the book in a way that
were you like in the Coke of the Month Club? I mean, how does the cartel?
If there wasn't one, they started it that month. I was the inaugural member. How about that?
Poster child.
Exactly. No, it was a thing where I was acquiring so much weight, product, however you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
That they had never seen that much that kind of weight go to one person who wasn't dealing.
So they thought
we had a problem that, like, and if I was dealing, whatever, as long as I got permission from their shot callers, right?
Right.
They would have been fine with it, taking their 40%, and Bob's your uncle, right?
Right.
I mean, Bob's your dead uncle, yeah, I should say.
Right, exactly.
So Bob's your uncle hanging off a city bridge.
there's Bob over there.
Yeah, there. Well, kind of like, yeah, that is Bob. Jesus. So then Marco, who's in the dock, who had to go back to them and said, no, you have to believe me.
That may be my favorite guy, Marco.
Yeah, no, he kind of stole the show, didn't he?
Oh, my gosh.
He stole the freaking show, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But so he goes back and he says, you have to believe both of us. There's no dealing. There's nothing. We would never do that. We are noble business partners. You know, no, we are noble customers, rather. And so... So yeah, so it was a little touch and go there.
That's
for a
crazy.
Minute.
Crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
You know, but the other thing from what I got out of that was that everybody, I don't care how you treated them at the time, they all still love you. I mean, you can just tell Denise. I mean, man, she just loves you. Or at least that's what it appears to me.
Well, that appearance is the truth.
Yeah.
And it's that's the stuff in the doc that I'm really grateful for with her and Brooke as well.
Yeah.
You know, with
right.
That because when you have kids,
right,
it's like the thing where it doesn't matter how you feel or felt or, you know, might feel again about someone, those feelings will come and go. But with the children in the mix, It is just about that it has to be a children first doctrine or edict,
right,
or however you want to describe it. And in that, you know, with that, that's the most important element in the mix,
right,
that did lead to everyone deciding that, man, it is so much easier and a lot more fun just to be freaking civil and lead with compassion and forgiveness and just all that good stuff that we all try to, you know, integrate somewhere into our daily journey, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
We're talking to Charlie Sheen here on the National Defense and his new two-part documentary on Netflix and his book, The Book of Sheen. The other thing that man, when you did your tour and you were out there, you didn't know what you were talking about. You just, people show up. People went nuts for that. And I asked my wife, I go, that's more about us than about Charlie Sheen, right?
Interesting. Yeah. You mean as far as the energy that,
yes,
that buoyed the whole
everybody wanted
experience.
To be attached to that energy. Everybody wanted to be a part of that frenzy. And
it still baffles me.
Yeah.
It still baffles me. What was so attractive about that to people?
Yeah.
Because the message was as wonk city as it gets, right?
Right.
A guy who had literally lost everything and was as big of a, I don't want to say loser, but in the, you know, but stuck in a losing moment or just a losing maelstrom of, you know, of a hurricane wrapped inside a volcano, being, you know, flooded by a tsunami. Like, there was nothing about that that should have been described as winning. So the mixed messaging there, I think needs a deeper dive, Randy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Well, first of all, that's the first time the word maelstrom has ever been, spoken on this show. So I thank you for that.
And hopefully used correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
But cool.
People, they showed up in droves. You sold out every city. You came to Kansas City and sold out. I mean, just everywhere you went, people wanted to be a part of that. But I think also, and not to get, too much into it, but I think that's also a part of your personality and your charm and what you bring to every role that I've ever seen is that
you can't
be despicable enough. I mean, whatever bad things you've done, it just seems
that's nice to hear.
Well, I mean,
that's nice to hear. Thank you. It's, I don't know if you caught Bill Maher, a couple weeks ago or last week. I've lost track of time with this thing. He said, you're a good guy who did some bad things.
Yeah.
And people love a comeback. And even though I'm calling it more of a reset, than a comeback, cause you have to have gone somewhere to come back. And I feel like I've always sort of been, even in a peripheral capacity, I've always sort of been pretty close to the action,
Well, it boggles my mind too, Charlie, to think about how people, I mean, when it's about money, man, everybody cares about you until it's about money. And then,
then all bets are off.
All bets are off. And especially with the Chuck Lorre, episode of getting you back on 2.5 Men. And I loved, the negotiating aspect of that because you didn't care seemingly to even go back. You didn't feel like you were ready to work again. And so you just kept rejecting their offer until they got to $2 million an episode.
Yeah, at that point, I was like, how difficult can this job really be?
And then,
oh, wait a minute. How difficult can I make it?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. What the hell, man? What was it?
I just wish you'd held out for $2.5 million.
You know what I'm saying?
That would have been so apropos.
Just for that headline?
Yes, absolutely.
2.5 now costs them 2.5. Yeah, that's kind of awesome. The men now have specific values attached.
Right.
That's hilarious.
Hey, how old were you when you made Platoon?
I was 20.
And thank you again for that. I didn't realize the hell you went through making it.
Well, it's interesting because that's the only set, in the book where I really drill down into that's the only one where I really set up shop and tell some stories that, Paul Sanchez did a wonderful job with Brothers in Arms, the documentary.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that I wasn't able to either remember in the moment or just, deliver in a way that I thought those stories deserved. And so I put them in the book. And Platoon was such a turning point, not just career wise, but personally and emotionally and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, and also as far as, a forever connected strand, a link to the military.
And not just the military, both past and present and future. And to your dad.
And to my dad. So that's why I devoted so much time to it in the book. There's some really cool stuff in there. I think people are gonna appreciate. And I think the servicemen and women, and I'm hoping, retired, active duty, thinking of joining, right? I think they're gonna appreciate, my awareness of some of the military shorthand and my usage of terms that the average bear doesn't know unless you're around it, unless you've had to create the realistic fictional version of it.
Well,
because the thing I can't stand, a thing I have to tolerate, but then correct people is when they say, wow, man, you must really know what that conflict was like. And I don't, and I would never claim to.
Right.
Because, right. you know, we got to go to lunch, you know, we weren't dodging supersonic 762 under a dark, canopy.
I remember in the mud.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember talking to Tom Hanks about Band of Brothers, and the one thing that you always will find out from any service people ever is when you are recreating something like that and you get it wrong. That's when you hear from them. Why would you ever hold a gun like that? Why would you, and they pay attention to that, but that's why I think, again, Platoon comes off so well, because it's just so, every little part of it is well done. So
awesome. Thank you. And that is largely in part, if not entirely, due to the presence of Captain Dale Dye.
Retired
USMC captain. And he was, man, he was up on our grills and on our asses to make it, to just not miss, overlook, or offend a single detail had to be germane to the sequences and the scenes, you know.
You know, and I often remind people on this show that I did not serve, and I consider this my service. But I started this show almost 14 years ago now with a Vietnam vet by the name of Jerry Newberry, and Jerry has passed.
I'm sorry.
He passed last year, as a matter of fact. And
oh, damn.
He was a Vietnam vet that taught me everything I needed to know about talking to the military. I can remember vividly going up to somebody, a veteran, saying, Happy Memorial Day. And Jerry yanks my head around and says, "You never say that. Never say that."
Wow. Yeah.
And those are some important lessons that I've learned, you know, over the years. But
people tend to confuse Memorial with Veterans Day.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And
yeah. Yeah. When they say in memoriam, it's we're talking about not the other.
Yeah.
But that's the only time you ever did it, I'm sure.
Oh, right? It's the only time I ever did it. And I can remember one other thing when I was getting a challenge coin, from someone who slips it. Have you ever had it? I'm sure you've had a challenge coin. I'm sure you have.
We had the SEALs version of it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they slip it into your hand. It's supposedly unnoticed. And then you're supposed to not acknowledge it and put it in your pocket. Well, the first time somebody hands a sergeant major handed me one, and I look at it, thank you. This is, and Jerry again, come here, let me talk to you.
Wow, that's a young man, that's an under the radar moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Speaking of military terms, Charlie, we got a segment called Got Your Six. It's
okay.
Six delicate questions for Charlie Sheen. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Your favorite?
Fire away.
like you're not an open book.
Right.
Favorite TV show right now? What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show?
Got anything you're binging? Anything you finished?
Nothing. I haven't been watching a lot because of all the prep for the press tour all of that, the focus and the time that required.
We'll also accept favorite stand-up comic.
Favorite stand-up comic. I'd probably be better with favorite TV show. It would
usually don't stump people on the first one.
No, I know. Good start, Sheen. Yeah. Wow. Rapid fire my ass. Wow. This is like ancient bolt action nonsense. Hold on. So, I'm just trying to think about something that I actually enjoy that I would recommend. You know, they're kind of few and far between these days.
That's true. That's true.
Give me a minute on that one.
Ozark.
Give me a minute on that one.
Okay. All right.
Ozark was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty badass.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Last time you had a massage.
Last time I had a massage was actually on my birthday on 9/3, just a few weeks ago. Yeah. And what I did, because I didn't want to carve my parents out of the birthday thing, I had a nice lunch with them the day before on the 2nd. And then on the 3rd, I said, I'm turning 60 and I'm going to do that thing that I want to do every year, but always get talked out of. I went to a spa by myself, just locally right over the hill here. And just treated myself to spa stuff and got a massage that felt like rolfing.
Yeah.
You know, where they get a little too close to the bone.
You had the deep tissue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was, but prior to that, it had been a few years.
Yeah. I love a good massage. I hate a bad massage, but I love a good massage.
Yeah, a bad massage, like there should be a place where you can report those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Not for sexual, just for weak.
You're right.
Why would you become a masseuse if you have no hand strength?
Where do I get the bad hands board? I'm going to report
exactly.
You to the...
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stock up on storage solutions to fit your needs, like the Husky heavy-duty shelving with weight capacity up to 2,500 pounds per shelf, so it can handle all of your garage organization needs, your power tools, or your weightlifting set, if that's what you're into. Because the right storage system for you should fit what you need it to. Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions that can handle anything you throw at them, on them, or in them at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I don't think he would mind me telling this. He was a terrific man. And so we walk in and they see each other and they're like, oh my God, hi. And give each other a hug. And so he had gone on the same site for like a day and had a couple of dates with her.
What are the chances?
How about that? And then I bring her to his thing. I know.
That's good. That's good.
So that's my whole experience with a dating site, you know?
What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
I know the Family Feud answers.
I know,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I interviewed him and he swears that never happened.
Interesting, because I've heard both sides. I've heard that it happened and that it didn't happen. But if it was literally on that show, wouldn't there be archival of it somewhere?
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Where's my number six? Gosh. Oh, Jesus. I can't say with who just because, you know.
Yeah.
In a cemetery.
In a cemetery.
In a cemetery, in the Hamptons during Wall Street.
Oh,
how about that?
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was the revenge version of what had preceded it. But I didn't have the full story. I was like, sure,
you're right.
That headstone looks sexy enough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Was it Halloween?
It was not Halloween.
Okay.
It was not Halloween.
And what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice I've ever been given outside of watch your six and keep your head on a swivel, back to back in a circle.
I'm sure your dad had some words of wisdom.
I mean, in the dock, getting the advice from Slash on the day of the thing, you know, at the court, right before the courthouse, and it's also in the book saying, hey man, you know, I've seen the worst of the worst and you eclipse them. And so he said, you know, you go today or you're going to die.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and I'm not taking anything from Dad because he's given similar advice in similar situations. You mean in like a not rehab sort of setting,
what?
Or not partying sort of setting?
I kind of like the advice that Clint Eastwood gave you during your intervention on the phone.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. You gotta, what's the quote from the doc exactly?
He says, you're too good a guy, to screw this up or something like that. And you gotta, and then you went to the intervention.
No, it was the very end of the intervention. He was the closer. Yeah. And, and I say in the book, it's really hard to say no to Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
You know,
man, it is so great to talk to you, Charlie. I'm so glad that everything great is happening to you right now.
Thank you. No, it's exciting. It's exciting. And, you know, it's like, I couldn't, people say, well, why now? With the book, you know, and it's, first of all, why not now, right?
Right.
But also, if I waited longer, you know, I didn't want to start misremembering the stories or forgetting them completely or the details that really matter to those moments, you know, those events.
But also
that there's finally enough distance between all of that chaos and all of those poor choices and just, you know, all the insanity to really have some perspective and really kind of sit inside of it and say, okay, all right, yeah. This is, you know, this now gets to be told by a guy who shouldn't be alive to tell it.
Right.
And so I think that's steeped in such gratitude that it's like, and also if you think about it, I don't know that there's going to be another Hollywood story quite like this one for a very long time.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So I felt like
absolutely.
it was an important one to deliver to my fans, to the public, to the industry, to myself, you know, and in just a way that just not as like a big cautionary tale with a big, you know, moral of the story ending like that. But just about like, you know, lest we forget,
yes.
that this is how these things can go. But I don't see one going like this.
No.
For a hot minute, you know.
The thing I love about it, for especially for our audience, is there are so many stories that we hear every single day of veterans that transition out, that come back completely messed up. And
yeah.
I want every one of them to watch this documentary because you went through such a unique and incredible experience and came out on the other side of it. I want everybody that's listening right now to watch that and understand that you can do it too. And I think that is also a very important message of what you are bringing.
Thank you. Thank you. I would also encourage them to read the book.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of downtime on those bases.
Yeah. I'm going to go buy your book today and I'm going to film myself buying it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
I hope you encounter a slightly more enthusiastic clerk.
I will report back.
Amazing.
Charlie,
amazing.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for the time. And
it is always a pleasure. Can you make me one promise?
Yes, please.
That it will not be another 6 years before we
no,
do this
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime, Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
This is awesome. Randy, thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.